Hi everyone, excited to finally be on
Tidbits Pod.
Looking forward to sharing some content. Looking forward to meeting up with an England team and hopefully we can bring back that trophy. Hello everyone, I'm Aaron Maguire. I don't know what day it is.
Afternoon chums, I've just passed the wreckage of a Toyota up the Yaris on the corner of Tyfe Pit, but yes, it is a toy. There is actually a little badge on it that says it's a Toyota and they've made the symbol have little Yoda ears. Lovely touch. It's a shame that wagon's going to be off the road. We not like that kind of mirth. Probably caused the crash because they were enjoying the car too much. But welcome to another sweet edition of Badil and Skinner Unplanned. Well, this time it's really unplanned because neither David Badil or Frank Skinner know who I am or what this is Well, in fact, I'd say this episode is probably the truest to their format because it's as unplanned as it ever is going to be, isn't it? But for the purists, the archivists, this is episode 35 of Tidbits Pod. What a milestone. And I can't believe we've made it this far. Take a look around you. Drink it in, remember where you are and who you're with. This is one of those landmark podcast moments. Don't come around too often, but yeah, I've got a belly full of meatballs. I'm feeling quite good, but it's 4:28 on the day, well, it's the Saturday before England are about to play Ukraine. And I'm feeling good. But starting off, got a bit of housekeeping from last time. It was, a couple of people pointed out it was actually Whitgift and not Trinity that I was walking past. But ultimately it's the same shit, innit? But quite a few famous Croydoners, Croydonites, Croydonians have studied there in Whitgift. Loyal Kana, Victor Moses, Derren Brown. If we're talking Trinity, I checked out their list earlier and it probably says more about me, but the only person I recognised was Dane Bowers. But match day, England versus Ukraine. And it's been a seriously good week for football, hasn't it? So, cast your minds back. Monday, it's like back-to-back two of the best Euro matches ever, excitement-wise, from a neutral. Both 3-3 going into extra time after mad comebacks, Spain, Croatia ended up being 5-3 in extra time. But Croatia had come back a couple of goals. That was exciting. And then France, Switzerland. And that went all the way to penalties, which the French lost. And the Mbappe miss. That was magic. But then Switzerland lost yesterday. They look crap on penalties. So it's just the way it goes, isn't it? But Tuesday, that was the big day. Like, after all the madness of Monday, England versus Germany. amazing. I knew it was going to be sort of stressful, so I was going to just watch it at home. But ended up going to a rooftop bar in London Bridge with, here's some shout, friends of the show, Kima, Joey, Dimsel, Paul, and Robbie Davro. And the game itself, well, apart from the end, was pretty shit, really. Like, if I wasn't England or, well, if I was an English or a German fan, he'd have definitely turned it off. It was one of those games. But, you know, after England won it, it just felt like you just won the final, stopped the competition there. And yeah, it's like a boring game, but that's what's encouraging. Like, it's the boring or the dirty teams that always go far, isn't it? It's, I mean, take arguably the best team ever, you know, the Spanish team from about 10 years ago, amazing team, won everything, but yeah, they were fucking boring to watch, weren't they, for the cretinous layman like me, the cretinous Jens layman like me. But I think they're like the sort of football equivalent of watching John Higgins play snooker. Kind of, you know, technically outstanding. And if you know about the game, like, you're probably absolutely loving it. But for the casual viewer, boring as fuck. But like Floyd Mayweather. God, I really don't know what I'm on about. But, you know what I mean. But actually, there's a question. Would you rather be an interesting team and lose early, or a boring team and win everything? Like, starting to sound a bit like Brent, isn't it? Live fast. Sure, live too bloody fast sometimes, but die young. Die old. Anyway, yeah, it's more boring England, please. Later on today, I'd love to see them, you know, love to see England win the whole thing. And I just hope they've been studying up as much about the Ukraine as they did for Germany, because it would be a bit shit to lose now. But as I say, I think it's been fun enough already. The rest is just bonus. But yeah, personal highlights from the Germany game. Obviously winning the thing, that's the top highlight. Doesn't really matter what happens now, but yeah, I found my new favourite fan. So, well, I'll go back through the footage, because I've made a note of the 65th minute, and I'll put a clip of this guy. But basically, on the pitch, it was a tussle for, well, for narrative's sake, you sort of want it to be between the Hurricane and Leroy Bacon Sane. But instead, it was between Saka and that German lad that had the superhero mask on. Anyway, like, they're in a scrap, and then it kind of cuts to this bell end in the crowd that sort of decides to do a gesture that looks halfway between a kind of tennis serve and maybe like a toddler having a sword fight sort of thing. Like, it's properly shit. But yeah, I remember turning to my mate Robbie Davro, and I was just like, what the fuck was that? Make a note of that time. It's yeah, what else? Oh, I loved it when we were up on this rooftop bar, and there was a bunch of graduates that walked into the bar, and they had, because it was a big screen and whatever, so obviously the match was on, but it can't have been their graduation, but they were in the proper little hats, like the flat cap things that they sort of throw up in the end of US kind of teen drama films or whatever, like sort of slow motion or whatever. But they walk in and the whole place just starts going, unit, unit, unit. That was fucking class. Yeah, not specific to the game, but I love that Harry Maguire is a sort of TikTok legend, like absolute charismatic bastard. Lot of love for that kid. But yeah, tell you what, I'm going to make him the intro, his sort of stirring pre-tournament words. I'll put that as the intro. But yeah, and then near the end of the match, England are winning 2-0, so the tension's been released a bit. But, you know, from the Monday, 2-0 didn't really feel safe enough. But, yeah, and then the BBC coverage sort of showed a little German girl, like crying her eyes out, and like everyone on the rooftop, they just start like wanker, wanker, wanker. So this little girl crying. It's so morbid, but I mean, at the same time, I can't deny it. It was pretty fucking funny, but that won't be the last we hear of that kid. I mean, in sort of 10, 20 years from now, you'll get a knock on your door. It could be anywhere, sort of downtown Croydon or Timbuktu. That same kid with the same crying face is just going to be at the door holding a machine gun. Eat bullets, asshole. Oh, grim. You want to be a farmer? Here's a couple of acres. Kick to the balls. I mean, at this stage though, like if that does happen, you just got to be like, yep, yeah, I had it coming. Fair enough. It's, yeah, apparently they've raised loads of money for her, but I don't know. Don't know if that's real. But, yeah, who wants a tidbit? That's quite a fun thing. I saw this, in a tweet earlier, so I don't know if it's official again. Maybe I should start actually researching these things. But do you remember Takeshi's Castle, the fucking insane Japanese game show with the assault courses and loads of dangerous shit? But, well, more people have walked on the moon. 12 people who have won Takeshi's Castle. So 12 on the moon and only 8 people have ever won it. And I'm yet to see a program where they've actually won, so I don't even believe that 8 people have gone. I think that's a bigger conspiracy. But that's not the full tidbit, because after I read that, I wanted to find out if anyone's actually ever died on it. So, hold on. I looked it up and I got this. This was on a little Quora, you know, answer my question website, and right, here we go. The weekly program aired by the Tokyo Broadcasting System was watched by nearly 15 million people as of 2002. Doesn't seem enough. And there has been no reported casualties resulted from the making of Takeshi's Castle. However, there are a number of injuries contestants has suffered from playing. So, oh yeah, okay. So then there's a list. So you got broken ribs. Just get into your head. Like if you're making a film, making a film or a TV program, like how many injuries would be acceptable before you start putting at least sort of safety things in place, or you know, some kind of precaution or whatever. But anyway, broken ribs, 41. You know, they didn't stop at 10, didn't stop at 20. 41 broken ribs. Broken jaws, 19. Bruised chin, I don't know why they're counting bruises. 312 bruised chins. Bruised shins, 282. 9 people got knocked out. Concussion, 35. Winded. Okay, so I don't know whether that's up there with a broken jaw, but 276. People got winded, fractured skull, 2 people, black eye, casual 112, and then 62 torn muscles. I mean, that's some serious shit, isn't it, for a game show, for a sort of frothy, total wipeout, gladiators-esque romp. That's about 1,000 injuries or more, do the maths, but I suppose that's not the snappiest tidbit. Well, I guess it is in a way. But actually, like, whilst this has been a sort of football one, did you hear that Manuel Locatelli, the Italian player, he scored the goal, so maybe he's like midfield or up front or whatever, but he's a fan of Murder, She Wrote. Like, I think it was on 5 Live or something, they said it a few games back. That, yeah, because he scored 2 goals, so they were sort of just dipping into their sort of fact file. Oh, let me get this up, because that was really good. Here it is. Yeah, Twitter. Yeah, okay, yeah. Manuel Locatelli. It's got a little sort of like bio of him. Manuel Locatelli, club Sassuolo, age 23. rating 7. That's probably going to climb. All right. As a child, he dreamed of being a private detective, so much so that he made himself a bag labelled Manuel Locatelli, FBI agent. My family still make fun of me because of that bag, he says. He was a particular fan of Murder, She Wrote, known in Italy as La Signora in Giallo, the woman in yellow. His other idol was a man in blue, Andrea Pirlo. Quote, I had his poster in my room, end quote. I mean, what a power couple, Lansbury and Pirlo. I'd say that's the true beauty and the sexy beast. But yeah, decide for yourselves which one's which. But I'd say I've got to go meet Robbie Davrow now. We're going to head up to town, make good time. But yeah, that's it for today. Get in touch with the show. The email address is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Rate and review over on iTunes. Talking to some pals yesterday and, well, yes, the PayPal still exists. You have a popular, you know, if you can find a thing before it crashes the internet because so many people are doing it, you can always get involved on the PayPal if you're a ledge. But to play you out, I actually took a sly couple of clips when I was in the rooftop bar at the Germany game the other day. So here's a little montage.
Just so pleased. I was looking at the big screen and I saw Dave Seaman up there, and you know, I can't, for the teammates that played with me, I can't change that.